Abraham, had other sons by Keturah, but gave his inheritance to Isaac. Abraham died at 175, and was buried by Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael's descendants are listed, and they lived in hostility toward their relatives. Isaac married Rebekah, and after prayer, she conceived twins. God told her the older would serve the younger. Esau was born first, then Jacob. Yah sold his birthright to Jacob for stew. A famine occurred, and God appeared to Isaac, renewing the Abrahamic covenant, and instructing him to stay in Gerar. Isaac, fearing for his life, Rebekah was his sister. But King Abimelech discovered the truth, and protected them. Isaac prospered greatly, causing Philistine envy, led them to stop up Abraham's wells. Abimelech asked Isaac to leave. Isaac reopened his father's wells, and dug new ones, naming them Esek and Sitna due to disputes, and finally Rehoboth, where there was no quarrel. God appeared to Isaac at Beersheba, reaffirming the blessing. Abimelech then sought a treaty with Isaac, acknowledging God was with him. And they made a peaceful oath. Esau married Hittite women, which grieved his parents. The psalm response advises trusting in the Lord, not fretting over evildoers, who will wither, and to commit one's way to God,